Good morning. The needs of the church are many and varied. But God shows His goodness by sending pastoral workers to care for His church. Today we ask God to bless our brothers and sisters who have declared their willingness to serve our parish community, St. John Baptist de La Salle. Today we also celebrate Respect Life Sunday, where we are reminded that every level of life on this earth is precious and valuable because God sent His Son to save all of us. So we begin our celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Two things I'm going to speak about this morning. The first one is, the first is usually considered or celebrated as Respect Life Sunday. And secondly, we also have today our ministry commissioning as altar servers, lectors, and extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. I start with Respect Life Sunday. As I said at the beginning, every one of us is precious. Everyone is valuable. And for what reason do we consider that? Because Christ was sent by God. John chapter 3 verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son in order to redeem us." So everyone is redeemed by Jesus Christ. And for that reason, we are valuable. We are precious. The challenge today on this Respect Life Sunday is to give a life-giving love to every life that is in this earth. What does that mean? We are to treasure and at the same time to defend the life of every human being. treasure that life. Defend that life. That's what we do. Yesterday, I was called to visit the sick at the Holy Cross Hospital. Luckily, the cop went to my bedroom. I was already awake. But the call came in and said, "Father, the chaplain is not available. Can you come over and anoint our mother?" So I went in, anointed the mother, who was, of course, in coma. What is that? We are defending life. As a matter of fact, we treasure life. But what is happening in the world today? This is what's happening. Our society is falling short of the ideal of a life-giving love. People begin to reject the demands of authentic love. And what's happening in the world today? Me first. It is the selfish interest of people that is surfacing. Me first. Forget the others. So there's so much selfishness in this world. And so what is the consequence of this selfishness? Those who have a special claim on our life-giving love, what happens to them? They become a burden. They become useless, worthless to our society. That's why the word comes in, abortion. Why? Because we consider that human life, and it has been proven, it is human, it's human life, becomes a burden. And then, on the opposite side of that, when people are already 90 or 100 or 150 years old, they are considered worthless or useless. And so, we shorten their life. And yet, here we are, when we have somebody who's sick in the hospital, we pray to God to treasure that life, to defend that life, and even to ask the physician to do some miracle so that that life is defended. There are so many inconsistencies in our society today. And that's why we are given this Respect Life Sunday, so that then we begin to see what can we do. I want you to think for a moment the precious gift of human life. From conception to natural death. Conception, brothers and sisters, is when the sperm and the egg are fertilized in the womb of the mother. Life has begun. And St. Thomas Aquinas was very clear in this. Life, there's human life there already, even if you don't see it. As a matter of fact, it's even very difficult to prove from the fertilization until maybe 1 week, 2 months, or 1 month. They cannot prove that. But there is human life. So what are the threats against the sanctity and dignity of human life? So many. And you will see in the church grounds today that we are called upon to pray for 40 days to end abortion. It is surprising, my brothers and sisters, that when we see at the statistics of abortion, the highest majority of that is among Christians. Come to think of it. We are supposed to be the ones to defend and to treasure that life. There is an imbalance. And therefore, life is bound with love. A love that always seeks the good of the other person, despite personal cost. We have to defend, we have to treasure all levels of life. And that's very important. The second point of my sharing this morning is ministry. We are going to commission and to bless those who have volunteered their time, their talent, and their love to serve as altar servers, as lectors, and as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. These are ministries in the church that reminds us the greatest contribution of the Second Vatican Council. And what was that? The participation of the laity in the ministry of the church. I remember when I was still a seminarian, remember the time when we had churches with a communion rail? Remember that? Only the young ones should say no. The elder ones should say yes. Okay? And I remember at those times, no one could enter the sanctuary of the church where the little kids were this morning. That's why I asked them to go up there, and they were afraid to go up. But now, because of the Second Vatican Council, because of the outcry of the people, please do not make that mistake that the Second Vatican Council was the ones who pushed it. No, it was the outcry of the people of God that they participate in the celebrations of the Eucharist and other sacraments as ministers. That's why now we have altar servers. It used to be altar boys. Now we have altar girls. Thank God there were no altar girls during my time. Maybe I would not have become a priest. That's only a joke, brothers and sisters. Just to keep you awake. And then we have lectors. Ministers who proclaim the Word of God. And then extraordinary ministers of communion, not only here in church, but most especially to the people who are homebound, people in the hospitals and in their homes. So my brothers and sisters, as we pray and commission these ministers, I ask now those who are to be commissioned as altar servers to please stand and come forward. Come forward. I know there will be some more of them. May we ask you to please take your place on the sanctuary of the church. Even if you did not submit your paper, but you wish to be an altar server, you may also stand up and come forward. Let us pray. Once again, I invite all of you to raise your hand over this altar servers to be commissioned. My brothers and sisters, let us pray to the Lord for those who wish to serve at the altar of God. Let us ask Him to fill them with His blessing and strengthen them for faithful service in His church. God of mercy, Your Son Jesus Christ came to us not to be served, but to serve His brothers and sisters in love. In His name, we ask You to bless this young people who have been chosen for the ministry of servers. Grant that they may be faithful in serving You at Your altar. May their reverence in this holy house set us an example of true worship, and may their generous service give You glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to bless these pins that will be given to them. Lord mighty God, we ask You to pour Your blessings upon all of these pins that You have created. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And our ministers of trainers for our altar servers will now pin this for the altar servers. Let's give them a big round of applause. In the months to come, we will have more altar servers come up this altar. Okay? So, don't be sad if there's only 5 of them. There will be 50 more coming up. All I ask parents is to allow your children to be altar servers because they don't drive to church. You drive them. Once again, congratulations. Thank you so much. You may return to your seats. Those to be commissioned as extraordinary Eucharistic ministers of Holy Communion, to please stand and come forward. Please take your place on the sanctuary facing the people. Our brothers and sisters are to be entrusted with administering the Eucharist, with taking Holy Communion to the sick, and giving it as viaticum to the dying. In this ministry, you must be examples of Christian living in faith and conduct. You must strive to grow in holiness through the sacrament of unity and love. Remember that though many, we are one body, because we share in the one bread and one cup. As extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, be therefore specially observant of the Lord's command to love your neighbor. For when he gave his body as food to his disciples, he said to them, "This is my commandment, that you should love one another as I have loved you." Brothers and sisters, are you resolved to undertake the office, giving the body and blood of the Lord to your brothers and sisters, and to serve to build up the church? Can be a little louder. Are you resolved to administer the Holy Eucharist with utmost care and reverence? And now we ask you to bow your heads as I invite everyone once again to raise your hands over our extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Merciful Father, Creator and Guide of your family, bless our brothers and sisters. May they faithfully give the bread of life to your people. Strengthened by this sacrament, may they come at last to the banquet of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Congratulations. Let's give them a big round of applause. And now we have our priest. These pins are given to you to remind you of the significance of the service that you give to the church. And while we are distributing the pins, in the upcoming months, you will also see more than what you see here. Because, you know, we have a great church. Our church can hold 1,250. So in other words, you try to get the ratio of that. We will need more Eucharistic ministers, not only in church, but it's most especially to the sick in hospitals and homes. And once again, congratulations, brothers and sisters. You may see. Let those who are to be commissioned as lectors to please stand and come forward. lectors. May I ask for Patrick Hutchings, if he's here, to please come forward. We may have to commission the lectors on another mass. Nobody stood up. But anyway, once again, my brothers and sisters, in commissioning our ministers in the church, they remind us that they come from among us. That's why they are distributed. We didn't ask them to sit down in one place. They come from different places in the church to remind us that everyone, anyone, because we are valuable in the eyes of God by virtue of our baptism, we are called upon to give our time, our talent, and our resources. Let us pray. Grant us, Almighty God, that we may be refreshed and nourished by the sacrament we have received, so as to be transformed into what we consume. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a simple announcement. We invite you to please visit the table for Respect Life. The whole month of October is dedicated for respecting life in all levels. So please drop by the table right by the pavilion. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.